feel it burning. Hey, it's Jeff, and welcome to episode 51 of Scale Your Charisma. Today, we're going to talk about, once again, how to transform as an industry expert. But I want to do that through a new statement or a model I've been testing. And I wanted to share that with you here, actually, in real time. Just kind of work it out together. But let me read it to you. Consistently creating compelling content helps you understand interests and intent at scale. And let's read it one more time, right? Consistently creating compelling content helps you understand interests and intent at scale. And I guess the question is, why do we want to understand interests and intent at scale? Well, as we grow and evolve as leaders, of course, there's never a replacement for direct contact and direct communications and individual one-on-one exchange and personal relationships, but we can't be everywhere at once. So what's our best proxy? How can we get out there and achieve scale and really understand the interests and intent of our prospects and customers? And there's a model underneath this statement as well. It's a super, super simple model. It's really just great content drives engagement, which you can capture insights, which then helps you create more great content. So it's a circular model. It's very simple. But let's break down the statement that we're talking about. I really want your feedback on this statement. So this notion of consistently creating compelling content helps you understand interests and intent at scale. So let's break it down. When we say, and you know, this, I just have a belief in this statement. And so when we start with the word consistently, what does consistently mean? Consistently means as often as you want or as often as your audience needs information, but it's a fine balance and it's a choice. And the purpose of consistency being it can be a day, a week, or even a monthly basis. But as long as you set a behavioral expectation, set a commitment, you just want to keep the commitment and set that expectation that you will be delivering content, insights, information on a consistent basis. So that's the key to breaking through, is that consistent nature of creating. And that gets us to the next word, creating. Hey, we all have knowledge and expertise to share with the market. We all have the great potential to be creators. We want to share our knowledge and expertise with our prospects and customers and effectively just be a resource. So we are all creators. Let's just take that as a given. This notion of compelling, of course, when we say we don't want to just spew out content just for the sake of spewing out content, we want to create compelling content. So most likely resourceful content, problem-solving oriented content, content that's helpful, that can get someone to better understand an interesting issue or an industry application, but compelling content or entertaining or educational. I gear more towards the helpful and educational because I'm not entertaining, but I'm sure some of you out there are entertaining. So if you can pull it off, that's fantastic. If you're entertaining and smart, good for you. That's your double threat. And then content, the key word there, consistently creating compelling content. It's literally whatever asset type, and it could be words delivered via a blog, text-based communications. It could be video content, audio content like this podcast, or even image content. You know, you choose the content that best aligns with your audience and your goals and your level of comfort in production. So once again, just picking off one of those, and that's one of the keys, something we've discussed quite a bit before. So getting on to the second part of the statement, helps you understand interests and intent at scale. And the key word there is understand. And once again, insights are everywhere. We've covered that topic quite a bit on this podcast. But if you put content out, right? So create content on a consistent basis, which drives engagement, getting into our circular model, you'll capture insights. You'll see what's resonating. You'll see what the views are, what the shares are, what the comments are, and capture those insights. And then you'll be able to better understand and form an opinion of what's popular or what's percolating in your space, and what the interests are, an interest and intent. So it's really simple. It's actually painfully obvious. If you are consistently producing content, say you're consistently putting videos out via a YouTube channel across a range of topics where you are an expert or an authority in your space, you simply watch the view time. You simply watch the comments. You simply watch the shares. And whichever ones have the highest levels of engagement, whatever those topics are, there must be interest. And this also gets into staging your content by the buyer's journey. Sometimes it's helpful to have upper funnel type of content. So content that's purely educational, more to help people in the early stages of their research and problem recognition. Other times it's helpful to have lower funnel content, really tease out and tweak out to see if they're interested in possibly doing business or getting together, which would be more specific to a specific application or solving a specific problem with a solution that's yours or that you have some ownership or IP over. So that's where you get interest and intent. You just simply put it out there on a consistent basis and see what percolates, right? What gets the engagement and then drive those insights. And then at scale, once again, we talked about at scale, we can't be everywhere at once. But the best representation of ourselves can be. And packaging our knowledge and expertise can extend beyond our reach. And anyone with passion, commitment, and unique perspective can build a global audience. So if you do have this notion of you're consistently creating compelling content to help you understand interest and intent at scale, you can build an audience around that. So I want to specifically get into, that's a statement, that's a phrase. I would love to know what your perspective is on that statement. Do you believe it or not believe it? And then, and what's the specific application and what's the purpose? Our mission on this channel as far as elevating our profession and evolving and transforming as experts and trusted advisors. We're all in on video, right? So if you are going to consistently create compelling content to understand interest and intent at scale, I would go all in on video. That's the way to go. In fact, I want to give you some statistics to back that up, and especially live video. Live video is an emerging space, but here we have 79% of businesses perceive live video as a more authentic way to connect with audiences. And then users or your viewers are 10 times more likely to comment on a video than another form of media. So live video is favored, of course, in the Facebook feed. A lot of the platforms, of course, have live video options. Even YouTube has a live video option. But going all in on video, because it's the best way to, transfer your energy, show your passion, scale your charisma, and just make sure that you're representing yourself 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at scale. And to get started, it's very easy. And we've covered this on many occasions, but really all you need is a selfie stick to get started. A selfie stick and a script, a core set of beliefs, some unique knowledge and expertise that you want to share, and a selfie stick, and you're off to the races. So that's the model, that's the statement, that's the belief system that we have as applied through, of course, video and the power, the oncoming power, the future of video communications. And, I believe email as we know it will be most likely different, not dead, but different in a year or two to come. And that video communications is something that we all have to get very comfortable with. So let's start now. Let's get started now. So I would love your feedback. Do you believe this statement, consistently creating compelling content helps you understand interest and intent at scale? Or do you think I'm full of hooey, to use a technical term? And I just wanted to make one more caveat. So one word I did not, because I favor alliteration, right? I didn't talk about distribution. Now that's a flaw, that's a problem, but the fact that I have four C's in the first line, consistently creating compelling content. I don't want to throw in consistently creating and distributing compelling content. I just thought it would blow the alliteration, but distribution is important. That's kind of assumed in the model around this notion of distribution. But once again, pick one video, pick one asset, we call it video, pick a channel, place to house it, call it YouTube, and pick a distribution point. Not only is YouTube distribution, it's big and heavy volume, tough to break through, but maybe LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a better place to break through, especially with your key contacts and connections. So I didn't want to ignore distribution, but it didn't fit the alliteration in my model. So anyway, I just want your feedback on the model. Like, let me know what you think. Please comment, hit me on LinkedIn with your, you know, your comments on this phrase. Twitter at Jeff L. Herman, JeffLHerrmann. Or send an email here to my personal blog, jeff@publishorperish.fm. So I look forward to your feedback. Hope you enjoyed the episode. And as always, hope you think like a marketer and sell like an animal. Cheers. Well, I'm an animal and I can feel the pull. It's time to open my cage. This episode is brought to you by Fathom's Nurture Executive Forum, a multi-city event over the course of 2016 and 2017 held for transformation-minded marketers looking to work their way up the marketing maturity curve. The schedule so far is Columbus and San Francisco, followed by San Diego, and into Chicago into early next year. So please email me at jeff@publishorperish.fm to attend this wonderful event and meet other marketers like you looking to punch above their weight. I know who it is we be. Let's change this world we see. Leaving these crumbs and seeds. It's time to bare our teeth.